This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
A Wyoming judge has joined more than 300 federal judges in opposing the Trump administration's policy of detaining nearly everyone brought to immigration proceedings. A recent Wyoming-based federal case highlighting the legal issue started February 4th, when New Jersey-based non-citizen and truck driver Vaja Galashvili asked the U.S. District Court of Wyoming to require immigration authorities to give him a bond hearing. Galashvili had been operating previously on an unsecured bond, had obtained a work permit, and was driving a commercial truck on February 1st when he stopped at a Green River, Wyoming truck stop to shower. He soon noticed his vehicle's mirror was broken, so a truck stop attendant called the Sweetwater County Sheriff's Office, telling Galashvili a sheriff's deputy needed to check security video to investigate the damage to the mirror. Instead of a vehicle inspection, the sheriff's deputy arrived and took Galashvili into custody under a new Wyoming law invalidating out-of-state driver's licenses that are issued to, quote, unauthorized aliens, unquote, but not supported by proof of lawful presence in the United States. Galashvili was soon transferred into U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody and taken to a federal facility in Colorado. That was about 7 months after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which is ICE's umbrella agency, declared that non-citizens already living in the country are not eligible for a bond during immigration proceedings. It invoked a part of federal law traditionally used to detain immigrants of a different category, those encountered at or near the border upon entering the country. But that policy was countered by a Wyoming judge, as well as more than 300 other federal judges. U.S. District Court Judge Scott Skavdal wrote that DHS's interpretation runs contrary to decades of granting people who are already established in the country the chance to make bond during immigration proceedings. Judge Skavdal wrote that neither the new interpretation nor a Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling backing it persuaded this court that the prior understanding and application of the statutory scheme was erroneous or broken. Judge Skavdal acknowledged, rather, the hundreds of other judges' rulings, saying the new interpretation is not correct. Judge Skavdal has found other decisions against immigrants also erroneous. He ruled in November that an illegal immigrant who says he's been living in the U.S. for 20 years does not fall under the detention mandate the federal government historically applied to people just arriving in the nation. Galashvili is now out of custody while his immigration case is ongoing. His attorney, Adam Boyd, said, "We had a bond hearing after Judge Skavdal's order. We were successful, and so now he can tend to his family and go through the regular immigration court processes he'd been a part of since he came here and sought his application." His petition argued that people like him, who entered without admission, are under a different section of law, which says the federal government may release an alien on a bond or conditional parole. Dairy Queen's Free Cone Day is making a triumphant return in 2026. On March 19th, people can celebrate the special occasion by enjoying a free vanilla soft serve cone at participating Dairy Queen locations. People can visit their local Dairy Queen or download the Dairy Queen app to find a local restaurant participating in the event on March 19th. On Free Cone Day, the promotion runs all day while supplies last, and there's a limit of one free cone per person. This free giveaway is not valid on delivery or mobile orders, and for Dairy Queen locations inside shopping malls, people must also make a purchase to receive their free cone. That's Dairy Queen's Free Cone Day with a free vanilla soft serve cone on March 19th.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.